My name is Jack Meadows. I am 17 years old. Today is the 5th of December, 2018, and I am speaking with Judy Hughes, who is my grandmother. We are recording this interview in St. Louis, Missouri. When did you meet your husband?
I met my husband when I was 17 years old. I was a senior in high school. We both worked at a retail store, kind of like a Target. And Grandpa was already out of high school, and I was a senior in high school.
Describe your first date.
My first date, Grandpa lived in an apartment, and he lived with three other friends, which he has remained friends with since kindergarten. I mean, they had a really close relationship. And we went over to his apartment. And I was a senior, and I was sheltered. You know, I went to an all-girls school. I was sheltered and stuff. And these kids were drinking and partying and stuff, and I didn't know what the heck was going on.
What are the most important lessons you've learned from your husband?
From my husband, I would say that he doesn't spend foolishly. He saves his money and stuff, where I'm more like spend and want to make people happy. He'll save it, you know. So I guess that's the most important thing that I learned from him.
Can you tell me the story of how you got engaged?
What did we do? Well, first of all, he gave me what they called a promise ring. And he gave me that when I was like a freshman in college. And then we went to a restaurant called Surrey Inn. It was over in Overland. And we had steak and lobster. And Grandpa proposed to me then. Go. When I came home and told my parents I was engaged, they said I had to wait a year. And we waited that year and we got married. I don't know if they thought that it was ever going to take place, if they thought that if we waited a year, maybe it wouldn't have taken place, but it did, so.
Can you tell me about your wedding day?
My wedding day was May 4th. It was a beautiful day.
What year was it?
It was 1973, May 4th, 1973. I had all my brothers and sisters were a part of my wedding, and I've got 8 brothers and sisters. And Grandpa's got 1 sister, and she was in our wedding. And I had 2 of my best friends, and Grandpa didn't have any brothers, so he had all of his friends. And to this day, 5 of his, the people that were in our wedding, are still very close friends of ours. It was a big wedding. We had 200 and something people there. And it was in our church hall, and we had like a real band, like a 7-piece band. And I remember Twig Catering did the catering, and it was a beautiful day.
Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
I had a good time as a child. I loved my childhood. My brothers and sisters. My oldest sister had a harder time growing up. We moved when she was like in 5th grade. And that I remember being real hard for her, you know, because people are already friends by then. And they don't let the new kid in. And I was only in third grade. And I made lots of friends right away. And we did things together and stuff. So I remember the happy times in my childhood, you know. I don't remember mm-hmm. them as being sad and stuff like my sister does. We used to go ice skating all the time at Steinberg's every Friday night. And the parents would, like, have a station wagon, and they'd pack, like, 9 or 10 kids in the station wagon. And we'd all sing songs, and they'd drive us down to Steinberg's. We'd pay, like, 50 cents for skates and that. We'd skate, and then, you know, another parent would come and pick us up and take us all home. You didn't have seat belts then. You didn't have, you know, you just all piled in one station wagon. And most of it were those woody station wagons with the wood on the side of it and stuff.
Can you tell me about your grandparents and your great-grandparents?
Okay. When I was born, I had all my grandparents. My mom's parents, we spent the holidays with them most of the time because my mom only had one sister and two half-brothers, and the sister is who lived with her. So there were, you know, any number of us kids, we went up to 8, but we always went to my grandma's for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and we spent it there. My dad's mom and dad, they had 9 kids, so we didn't see them as often because they had 9 other kids that they were doing things with, you know, where we seen my grandma and Grandpa Bernard, they lived by us, that we could walk over there, or when we got older, we could drive over there. They lived less than a mile from us, you know. So I loved my grandma. My grandma was a good cook and a good baker, and she, her house was always spick and span, and it was beautiful. They were religious people and loved family, and they loved all of us kids. Okay.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments of your life?
Grandpa, I don't know if you remember this or not, but Grandpa was a recovering alcoholic, and we went to treatment at St. Joseph's when your mom was a little girl. She was probably in like 5th or 6th grade. The whole family went into treatment. Grandpa was sober for like 10 years. And then he got bladder cancer. And when we were driving home from the hospital that day, he told me to stop at a quick shop and get beer. And I said, I'm not stopping to get beer. He said, if you don't stop, I'm going to get out and I'm going to get it myself. So I stopped. So he started drinking again. And when my mom was really sick and Grandpa was having that heart problem and he was sick and just different things were going on in our life. Grandpa never drank anything but beer. He didn't drink like hard whiskey or anything like that, you know. And he was with me the whole time because he was sick. He was going to have his heart surgery. And he was getting drunk. And I'm like, how could he be getting drunk when he's with me? You know, I don't drink. I didn't have anything around the house or anything. And come to find out, at Anderson's First Communion, he sat in chocolate that day. And I made him take his pants off so I could, and he put a pair of your dad's pants on. And there's something in his pocket. I went to take it out, and it was those little bottles of, like, hard whiskey and stuff, you know, that you could put in your pocket, like airplane whiskey or whatever. And then it came to me, like, that's what he's been doing. Like, you know, if I dropped him off at the, if I went to the gas station and he said, I'll pay for it, he went in and was putting them in his pocket, and that's how he was drinking. So, he was drinking at Anderson's thing, and Uncle Chris said, called the next day and said, I want to come over and talk to you guys. I said, okay. So he came over, and he said, I don't care how much you drink, but you're not going to drink in front of my kids. You know, you're not going to act like this in front of my kids. So I said to Grandpa, you have got to get into a treatment or something, you know. And so he decided he was going to go into treatment. And I was driving him there by myself. It was past Columbia. It was in Boonville, and I drove him there at night, and like he took me all the way across the state in the wrong direction and kept saying, we'll go tomorrow, whatever. When I got there, Jack, it was like 11:30 at night, and I had to drive all that way home, which is what, 2.5 hours or 2 hours, you know, by myself at night, which I'm not good at doing or whatever. But that was the worst day. I mean, before when he drank, my dad drank when I was young, you know, and Grandpa always came home and drank. My husband always came home and drank. So I never thought, he always participated in the kids' activities, did things, so I never thought anything of it as much as when my dad drank and stuff, you know? So when Grandpa went and got treatment, that night it was like, you know, my mom was sick, Grandpa was in treatment, I was working, you know, everything just kind of fell in on me. I went into therapy for myself for a year, and during that time I went for a year, and I don't know, that helped me out a lot to deal with all of it.
And this was all around 2007, 2008?
It was whenever
Anderson's?
It was when Fort was born.
Oh, so like 12,
13? Because Dad had his heart surgery the day Porter was born. Mm-hmm. So.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences of your life?
I would say Mom, for one, because my mom had a very strong faith, you know. She believes in God, believed that you'd be okay if you believe in God and you did what was right. And I think she taught us right from wrong. And she went to church all the time. She tried to lead a good life, you know, and show her kids that it was important. And her grandkids, I think, too, that she showed them that it was important. So I would say Mom. And then I'd say...
Has she left any legacy on your family? Like Godchild's Christmas?
That's a tradition. A tradition that really was started by Aunt Peggy. Mm-hmm. But Mom's thing, if I would say one thing my mom did that every person I talk to, even to this day, talks about, is how my mom always sent cards and letters. If you were sick, or if it was your birthday, or if you had a baby, or if you were in the hospital, my mom sent you a card. And if you knew my mom, you most likely got a card from her. Because there isn't a person I don't know that hasn't gotten a card from my mom. And my mother had beautiful penmanship, and she was very good in English, and she would write, you know, these beautiful cards and stuff. So that's what I would say, something about her. That was a good thing, and it's a dying art. People just don't send letters and cards anymore because they've got the computer and they text, and that's just the way people do it now. I guess the other person is, I think, what was the beginning of the question?
Can you, people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
Then I guess another person that was Karen Nolte, who was a boss of mine. And she had asked me to be in charge of the children's home, over the scheduling, and be the site director for the children's home. And I did not have a college education, and I did not think that I could do the job, but she had faith in me that I would do a good job, and I worked there for 25 years after she put me in that position. So I guess I, you know, that she had faith in my abilities to get the job done.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
If I had to do all over again, I would take schooling as the number one thing. You know, I think you should have a good time. I think you should socialize and have fun. It's the best years of your life. But I don't think you should give up your schooling, you know, and just have a good time. And that's something unfortunate that I did, is I had more fun than I did my schoolwork and stuff. So if I had to do all over again, I would do my schoolwork. Still have fun, but get the job done, you know.
Of the people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most? What is it about them that you miss?
I had lost great grandparents before the age of 5 or 6, but when I was a junior in high school, I lost my first grandparent, and it was my grandfather. And I guess who I miss the most is my grandparents, because they loved us unconditionally. We couldn't do anything wrong in their eyes, you know? We were great no matter what we did. And sometimes you miss that you're that important to somebody, you know? And I guess that's how I felt, is that the 8 of us were so important to them. Not only did they love us, but we loved them. And I love just the family gatherings and just being there with them.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Having my kids. I would say that was one of my greatest memories, is having my kids. And one of the things I remember about Mo is about 2 weeks before she was born in August 4th. So you're just hot, you're big, you're like, oh my God, you just want to have this baby. And I can remember sitting in the back room thinking, if I have this baby, I am going to enjoy, you know, rocking her and loving her. I didn't know what she was. Rocking this baby and taking time with this baby and not rushing it, because I guess at the time I probably thought she was going to be our last one, you know. But with your mom and her brothers, I expected them, and that's what I was supposed to do, have babies, blah, blah, blah. And Mo was more of a surprise, and I was a little older. I was 23 when I had your mom. And with Mo, I was 34. So I just was older and enjoyed everything about it that much more, you know. Not that I didn't enjoy your mom and your uncles, but I did take the time to enjoy her, you know.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in your life?
Okay, give me a second to think about that. Okay, I would say that I've learned that just because we're different and we don't have the same as everybody else doesn't mean that anybody is more important than the other person. That everybody should be treated equally, and we should love one another and be at peace instead of the friction and war, or not thinking that people that aren't wealthy or that don't have what we have aren't as good as we are. They are as good as we are, you know? I would think if everybody felt that way and could do a kind deed or do something for someone less fortunate, it would be a lot better world that we would live in today. One day, the purse or the shoes or the clothing is not as important as the person and the love that we share with one another.
What are you proudest of professionally and personally in your life?
Proudest of professionally is that I took care of kids with disabilities, and I feel like I talked to them, I laughed with them, I gave them a life that maybe they took care of them, you know, changed them, did things for them that maybe other people wouldn't do. And hopefully I was kind, even if I was tired or, you know, if you were having a bad day. I hope that I made a difference in one of the kids' lives that I took care of.
What are you proudest of personally?
Personally, my kids. I've got 4 great kids that turned out, in spite of Grandpa and I, they turned out to be good kids. And my grandkids, of course, I'm proud of them and love them. Really kind of cool.
How has your life been different than how you imagined it would be when you were young?
Well, one thing I knew, Jack, is that I would never marry anyone that drank or was an alcoholic. And I did. But I have to say that I am proud of Grandpa, that he takes it seriously and has really worked on it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I feel like that is something that he should be proud, we all should be proud of, mm-hmm. that he has addressed the problem, you know? Mm-hmm. But I always would say, I'm not going to marry a person that drinks, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I did. And that's one thing I'm really surprised at.
Where were our ancestors born, / where did they come from?
Okay, my grandmother came from Dalvern, Illinois, and her father died the day she was born, and they had 6 kids, and then the mother died when my grandmother was 9 years old, and they moved to St. Louis, and all the girls worked at Mrs. Hollings. They got jobs when they were little kids. And probably the oldest was about 15 or 16, and he worked over at the racetrack, and they provided for one another until, you know, they were old enough to take care of themselves. But that's where my grandmother came from. My grandfather came from Argyle, Missouri, and Aunt Peg and Aunt Cheryl and I were just there a couple weeks ago, and the family farm is from 1849, and my grandfather's nephew just turned 80 and he died. And he was the one in charge of the family farm. And when we went down there, they have the family farm up for sale. And it's from 1849. Isn't that unbelievable? Mm-hmm. Nobody's taken it over. Then my other grandparents, they were both German, and but they grew up in St. Louis. Both my grandma and my grandpa grew up in St. Louis. I don't think their grandparents came, I mean their parents came from Germany. I think it was their grandparents. So I think their great-grandparents came over from Germany, both of them.
And is your family entirely German?
My dad's side is German, and my mom's side has got a lot of different things. You know, it's German, Irish.
Is there one sort of culture that you see more in your life or that you, like, represent?
Well, since I've been married to Grandpa, it's Irish, you know. Now tomorrow's St. Nicholas Day, and my mom did St. Nicholas Day till we left home. That was a big tradition of her, and that's German. I think St. Nicholas is German.
Do you know the story of why and how our ancestors came to this country?
No. Isn't that terrible? I don't. Now, I know that your grandpa's, his grandfather and grandmother came over from Ireland. And they were young kids. And the grandfather, we have his paperwork, he just signed an X. He couldn't sign his name. You know, he just put an X down. But they came over, and he was a laborer and stuff. Worked, you know, digging ditches and doing stuff like that. And raised his girls and married your grandmother. They both came over when they were kids.
Tell me about where you grew up, like, on a deeper level than St. Louis, and what... Yeah.
Okay. I was born in South St. Louis. I lived in Lima until I was 7 or 8 years old. And then we moved to Velda Village, which is in North County. And I went to Ascension Grade School. It was a great, in my class alone, Jack. So when I graduated 8th grade, we had 74 kids in our class. Back then, if you were Catholic, everybody went to Catholic school, you know. And then when I graduated from Ascension, I went to an all-girls school named Corpus Christi, and that was in Jennings, Missouri. Then I worked for a while at St. Mary's in the EKG department, and then went to nursing school and graduated and worked ever since then, you know.
Tell me about your siblings. Were you close with them?
Yes. They were my best friends. And to this day, they are my good friends. I talk to my one sister every day. We just celebrated as a family, all 8 of us. And we might have problems with somebody once in a while, but we always seem to get back together, you know. I think I think that was a thing my mom never had, was the, because my mom lived with her half sister, you know, and she never knew if she was a Brunard or if she was a Harl or what she was. So when she had 8 kids, she made it a point that we were all very close and took care of one another, and I think all of us would do anything we could for one another, you know. Some of my sisters are very wealthy. Some of us are just average people, but everybody, I feel like everybody loves one another and cares about one another.
Did you have any, like, special connections with any of your siblings? Like, were you, like, a mother figure to any of them?
I wasn't. I was more the baby because I was the youngest of the 3 oldest, you know. So they always treated me like a baby. But my sister Mary, my oldest sister, and I, we were very close growing up. Cheryl, my middle sister, she was always more of a tomboy and the one that disagreed and stuff, you know. Not that we didn't get along with her, but Mary and I were definitely closer. And then when Peg was born, Peggy was 4 years younger than me. So I was more the big sister to her, you know, growing up and stuff. And my brothers, they were the little guys. And my little sisters, they almost seem like they're nieces instead of sisters, because when I got married, my little sister was only like 4 years old, you know, so she was a kid herself, so.
Did you feel like your job was your calling? Why or why not?
I don't know if I felt like it was my calling. I felt like I wanted a job, and you could always have a job if you were a nurse, you know? So, my sister went to nursing school, and my mom always thought that if you were a nurse, you'd have a job, you know? So she kind of leaned us in that direction, you know, to do nursing.
What does religion or spirituality mean to you, and what role does it play in your life today?
I feel like faith is very important to me. I feel like when I was younger, I just went through the motions, you know, going to church, going to confession, doing different things. But now, it really matters that I go to church, that I take time to pray. Sometimes I don't know what I'd do if I didn't have faith in my life, you know. It has got me through a lot to have strong faith.
Have you ever had a profound religious experience? Or any certain, like, thing that had moved you in your religion?
I've told you both this before, and I believe this, that when Grandpa Hughes was dying, I sat up in bed, and like this man came to me, and it was a haggard man. It wasn't him, you know, but it was like this old man, and he kind of just came in, and then he left. And I woke Grandpa up and I said, "Something's wrong with your dad." And we got a phone call. Grandpa had died. All within, like, and I feel like he was coming to me, telling me that he needed something, you know, he needed help or something. And then after Grandma died, I'm talking about Grandma Hughes, one night I sat up and she walked into the room and walked over by Dad, by Grandpa's bed, by, you know, your Grandpa's bed. And she looked at him, and then she walked out, and I said, hey. And then I'm like, oh, she's dead, you know? But I seen her walk in. And you know the thing about it, Jack, is your grandma always, even to the day she died, would say to your grandpa, which was her son, do you have your hat on? Do you have your jacket? Do you have this? You know, he was 60-something years old, and she would still ask him if he had everything, if he was being taken care of, you know? Those are two things that I believe in. For some reason, I believe that people do come to you. And I'm still waiting for my mom to come, you know, to us. But I don't know if that's really something that affected me, but that is something that I do believe in. I do believe that people do show up in certain things, you know.
What are your thoughts about God?
If you really think about it, it's just overwhelming that someone could do all this, you know? And that's what I think about church and religion, Jack, is, you know, that God built the world, man, everything in 7 days, blah, blah, blah. Is that true? Is that mystic or magical? What is it? You know, you can't wrap your head around it, you know? And when I think about heaven, I think, you know, I think good things like, oh, my mom's looking down on us, like Godchild's Christmas, you know, I think, oh, Mom was looking down on us. She was smiling because everybody was there. Everybody was having a good time. But then I wonder, like, when bad things are happening, do people see that? Or does it just turn off? Do you only see the good things? I don't know. And then sometimes I can't think about it anymore because then it seems like it, you know, gets to you. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I guess, like, some people think, oh, you know, you don't believe everything in the Catholic Church, blah, blah, blah. It's easier for me to believe than not to believe, you know? I just feel like I believe what they told me, and I don't question it. I'm not saying that's a good thing, but that's the way I think about it.
Is there anything else that you would like people who might be listening to this or relatives in the future listening to this to know? Or know about you or know about a certain time frame or anything at all?
I don't know. Is there anything you can think of? I don't know that I was really profound with anything. But
is there a story you have about how you were named?
No, I don't know how she picked my name. I know she picked it.
How did you pick your four kids' names?
I named Carla after both of our moms. She was called Carla Linehan after my mom, who is Carla, and Linehan after Woody's mom. And her nickname was Carly. And to this day, Grandpa will call her Carly, and Aunt Cheryl calls her Carly. I can't think of anybody else offhand that calls her Carly, but those two have stuck to Carly. But she was named after Mom. And then Christopher, my most favorite name, was Christopher Michael. But because Carla had a surname, I thought I would put a surname in him. And the year that Chris was born was my grandmother's 80th birthday. So her name was Lindemann, so I named him Christopher Lindemann. And then Michael was my other favorite name, and Patrick was Grandpa. Grandpa wanted a Patrick because of Irish and stuff. So my other grandma was 80 that year, and her name was Ledbetter. So we named him Michael Patrick Ledbetter. Then when Maureen was born, I loved the name Maureen. I just loved it. And she took Linehan too. That was Woody's mom's name. So all the girls, even Jane, is named Linehan after Grandma. We'll have to see what Aunt Mo's new baby's name's going to be, you know. But that's how I named them. Okay. The day you were born, I was at a retirement party. And they called, and Carla's like, you've got to get here. I'm going to have the baby, which was real unusual because usually you're in labor for hours. And I left the retirement party, and I got to St. Anthony's, and Grandpa and some of the kids were there, and we waited and waited, and I got to be in the room with your mom. And this was, I probably got there about 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning. And at 6:30 or so, I was watching the news, and the doctor was watching the news. She wasn't watching your mom, and she kept saying, oh, with the next push, with the next push. And your mom kept pushing and pushing, and this baby wasn't coming. I wanted to just spat this doctor. She was said, with the next push, one more time. Jack, when you were born, we were crazy. We were all, oh my God. Then I went out, our grandpa went out, I can't remember, and your grandma and grandpa came from Mississippi. So that's how long it took your mom to have the baby. And they walked in right as you were being born, and Aunt Mo, Michael, and Christopher were waiting for you to be born, and we let the Meadows go in and see you. Aunt Amanda and the Meadows went in to see you, and your aunts and uncles were having a fit. We waited all day to see them, and then we all went in and seen you, and we just, oh my God, we just couldn't stand it. I went to your house every day till you were like 2 months old. When I'd get off work, I'd go to your house just to see you and hold you and then go back home. And I cut your fingernails one time, and your mom said, will you cut his fingernails? And I like clipped a little piece of skin. You know how baby skin is so dry and stuff? And you were bleeding like I cut the whole top of your fingernail off. And your grandma and grandpa Meadows were there. They were downstairs. And Carla's like, oh my God, they're going to kill us. But anyway, it was funny. It was really funny. I love you.
Yeah, I think they were very insightful answers.
What? Really good. It was nothing.
All right, I love you, Grandma.
I love you, too. Where is your mom at home, do you think?
No, I don't think so. I think she's still out with Jane.
Okay. I love you. Thanks for dinner.
I love you, too. Goodbye, Grandma.
I hope I gave you good enough answers.
You did.
If you want something else, call me, okay?
All right.
What is that for?